Sherlock Holmes, the great detective who had solved many mysteries, and Dr. Watson, his companion, went on a camping trip. After a good meal, they lay down for the night and went to sleep. Some hours later, Holmes awoke and nudged his faithful friend, "Watson, look up and tell me what you see." Watson replied, "I see millions and millions of stars." Sherlock Holmes then said, "Well, Watson, what does that tell you?" Watson pondered for a minute and then replied, "Astronomically, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Astrologically, I observe that Saturn is in Leo. Theologically, I can see that God is all-powerful and that we are small and insignificant. Meteorologically, I suspect that we'll have a beautiful day tomorrow. Why? Why does it tell you?" Sherlock Holmes responded, "Watson, my friend, someone has stolen our tent." Watson for sure missed the point. We can miss the point too. Today I would like to meditate with you on a very delicate topic, which is spiritual blindness. Or we can say it's our ability to miss the point, to miss the most obvious. It happens when we do not want to see the things which are wrong in our lives and not to acknowledge them and not to be bothered them. Pharisees are a very good example from today's gospel because they saw the mighty deeds of Jesus and his words of truth, but they choose to not to choose him as a Savior Messiah. They close his eyes, his mind, and their hearts on his teaching, on his presence as a Christ. And they choose to be blind, thinking that they are the one who are right among everyone. So what about us? What about my and your blindness? What are the things that we reject to see? That reject to acknowledge that there is something wrong, but I simply don't look there and don't discuss those things with God and with others. Let's look for a few examples. It can be cheating in the school or the workplace, stealing, it can be lying, bribing, it can be yoga classes, contraception, or speeding on the highways, or bad movies. Or we can find many more examples that we choose to do something wrong, but we find excuses for ourselves that it's not so bad to do it. And we simply don't talk about that with God. We close our eyes on His truth in those areas of our life. And today's story is not only about blind men who receive the sight. It's more about those who choose to be blind, who didn't open their eyes for God, who reject Him and His truth. The good message is that God comes to us and invites us once again to let Him be our light, to let Him come to our darkness and heal us from our lies and our blindness. Question is, do I really want to do it? We need courage for that because we protect ourselves so well with our lies, our blindness, our darkness. We find excuses for everything. So I encourage you to pray today during this Eucharist and ask God to give you courage to pray more for that. God, come to me and show me my darkness. Show me my blindness. And give me strength to give it to you. And give me strength to let you come here with your light, with your truth, and set me free.